आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम साइरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर रिमेनिंग फेजेस ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस इंटेंसिफाइज। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू कन्फर पद्म अवार्ड्स एट सेकेंड इन्वेस्टिचर सेरेमनी इन राष्ट्रपति भवन टुडे। ट्राई सर्विस कॉन्फ्रेंस परिवर्तन चिंतन चेयर्ड बाय चीफ ऑफ डिफेंस स्टाफ जनरल अनिल चौहान टू बी हेल्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली। अनरेस्ट इरप्ट्स इन पाकिस्तान ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर एज पाकिस्तान सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेज डिप्लॉयड अहेड ऑफ प्रोटेस्ट। आईएमडी फोरकास्ट फ्रेश स्पेल ऑफ हीट वेव टू कंटिन्यू ओवर राजस्थान एंड मध्य प्रदेश। एंड इन टेबल टेनिस मनिका बत्रा रीचेस क्वार्टर फाइनल्स एट सऊदी स्मैश इन जद्दा। And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates from 10 states and union territory are in the fray for this phase. In Telangana, electioneering reached its peak in the state with only 3 days remaining for the campaigning before the May 13 polling. Top leaders of all major parties are making a beeline seeking support from electors for their candidates. BJP senior leader and union minister Amit Shah will be taking part in electioneering in Bongir Lok Sabha constituency later this morning. He'll be campaigning in support of party candidate Dr. Bura Narsaiya Gowd. AICC senior leader Rahul Gandhi will take part in electioneering in Telangana today and participate in Jan Yatra Sabha at Narsapur and attend a public meeting at Sarur Nagar on the outskirts of Hyderabad this evening. BRS Chief and former Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao will hold a roadshow at Karim Nagar later today. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed 2 public meetings yesterday in Karim Nagar and Warangal Lok Sabha constituencies. Mr. Modi said the bond between the Congress and the BRS was inseparable with regard to corruption. He alleged that the parties become a syndicate behind the screen, though they criticize each other in the open. BRS Chief and former Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao said, the BJP was invoking Pakistan for its electoral gains and neglecting real issues concerning the nation. Addressing people at a roadshow held at Patan Cheru, he said the ruling party had also maligned the nation on international platforms through undemocratic decisions like the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, apart from targeting whoever opposed it. Meanwhile, BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said that unwavering public support has helped the BJP in implementing impactful schemes and projects at the centre. Addressing a public meeting in Delhi yesterday in support of BJP candidate from South Delhi Lok Sabha seat, Ramveer Singh Vidhuri, Mr. Gadkari said the union government has spent over 1 lakh crore rupees in various projects over the past 10 years that has transformed Delhi. He added that the government has also boosted water supply in the national capital and cleaning of the Yamuna River. In Uttar Pradesh, hectic election campaigning is scheduled for today, a report.
To make impeccable strategy for Raebareli elections, senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda will be in his state capital Lucknow today evening. He will hold meetings of senior party functionaries of Lucknow, Unnao, Mohanlal Ganj and Raebareli Lok Sabha constituencies. He will also hold the meeting of MLAs and MLCs of the constituencies which are going for poll in fourth phase of elections. Prior to the meeting, he will address political rallies in Chitrakoot and Fatehpur districts. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Bahraich, Dhaurahra and Lakhimpur Khiri constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also campaign in Raebareli constituency today. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, the nomination process has been completed for 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Polling on these seats will be held on the 13th of May. This also includes the important seat of Etawah, which is considered to be the stronghold of Samajwadi Party. BJP has been winning the seat for the last 2 Lok Sabha elections, and this time the party has once again nominated sitting MP Ram Shankar Katheria as its candidate. Jitendra Dohre from SP and former Hathras MP Sarika Singh Baghel from BSP are in the fray. More from our correspondent.
Five assembly constituencies of three districts, Itawa, Auraya and Kanpur Dehat, come under Itawa Lok Sabha seat. This include Itawa, Auraya, Bhartna, Dibyapur and Sikandra. Itawa got political recognition from the late Mulayam Singh Yadav, who was the head of the Samajwadi Party. Being the largest political family, Samajwadi Party has dominated the Itawa Lok Sabha seat. SP is the only party to win this seat three times in a row. SP had won from here in 1999, 2004 and 2009. After that, Ashok Dohre of BJP in 2014 and Ram Shankar Kathiria of BJP in 2019 become MP from here. BJP is trying to score a hat-trick of victory on the seat by making Ram Shankar Kathiria its candidate. On the other hand, SP has fielded Jitin Dore to regain its seat. The SP candidate and former MP from Hathras, Sarika Singh Baghel, is making the contest interesting. All parties have intensified campaigning in support of their candidates. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. Last month, the President had presented 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Shri awards on the 22nd of April. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will chair a 2-day conference, Parivartan Chintan II, on jointness and integration of armed forces in New Delhi beginning today. Parivartan Chintan is a pioneering conference for the heads of all tri-services institutes and aims at generating novel reformative ideas and initiatives. Members from all subcommittees of the Apex Chiefs of Staff Committee, the CDS as its permanent chairman, and the 3 service chiefs shall review the progress made in multiple domains and ideate on the necessary reforms to achieve the desired end state towards transformation through jointness and integration. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that every political party in the country is committed to ensure that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, or POK, which is a part of India, returns to India. Interacting with the students at Gargi College in New Delhi, Mr. Jayashankar said, the POK issue has come to the front of people's thinking after revocation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir. The minister said that people assumed Article 370 could not be changed as the politics of the day had driven it deeply into public consciousness.
People just assume 370 cannot be changed and that, you know, this is something we just have to accept because the politics of the day had driven it very deeply into public consciousness. Now we see, once we change it, then the entire ground situation changes. So all I can say with respect to POK, that there is a parliament resolution. Every political party of this country is committed to ensure POK, which is a part of India, returns to India. This actually is our national commitment.
Meanwhile, in the wake of the deteriorating economic situation, tensions are rising in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, as Pakistan administration has been deploying troops from Punjab province to suppress the upcoming protest in the region on Saturday this week. According to a joint statement issued by the UK PNP and JAAC, the demonstrators are protesting an unjustified taxation, high electricity bills, uncontrolled inflation, and severe shortages of essentials. Additionally, the people also demand ownership of local land and water resources and royalties to locals over the hydroelectric power produced in dams located in POJK and Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan. India's Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra arrived in Dhaka on a short trip to Bangladesh yesterday. In a social media post, Bangladesh Foreign Ministry shared details about Quatra's visit, saying that he is expected to meet PM Sheikh Hasina, Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood, and also hold a meeting with the Foreign Secretary of Bangladesh, Masood bin Momin, today. Recently, in February, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar extended a warm welcome to Bangladesh Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood when he arrived in India, emphasizing that their discussions aim to fortify the enduring friendship between India and Bangladesh. In Punjab, wheat harvesting is going on at a rapid pace. The incidents of burning wheat residue left after harvesting are also increasing day by day in various districts, due to which the environment is being affected. A report.
The number of incidents of wheat residue being set on fire in fields in various districts of the state has reached 2,612 as of yesterday evening. Out of it, the maximum number of 133 incidents has been reported in the border district of Firozpur. Apart from this, Fazilka, Bathinda, Gurdaspur, Mansa, Muktsar, Sangrur and Tarantaran are some of the districts where the number of these incidents is increasing rapidly. However, the authorities are also making farmers aware not to set the fire, but despite this, these incidents are continuously increasing. Shishu Sharma Shantan, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Kerala, many Air India Express flights to the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC countries remain cancelled today as well, disrupting travel plans of many. Flights from Kuwait, Ras Al Khaimah, Doha, Muscat and Sharjah to Kannur International Airport were cancelled by the airline. Flight services from the airport to Sharjah, Muscat, Dammam and Abu Dhabi also stand cancelled. Airport authorities have asked air travellers to first confirm the flight status before embarking on their journey. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave will continue to prevail over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. The IMD said hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Gujarat during the next 5 days and over Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over northeast India till the 11th of this month. On to sports now, star Indian table tennis player Manika Batra stormed into the quarterfinals of the Saudi Smash in Jeddah, beating world number 14 Nina Mittelham of Germany. Batra defeated Mittelham to seal her maiden last eight entry in the event. This is Batra's first win over Mittelham in four attempts. Now, the Indian will face another formidable rival, world number 5, Hina Hayata of Japan, for a place in the semi-finals today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 10 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. War of words continue between contesting parties in the Lok Sabha polls. Modi targets Congress in Ambani-Adani twist, writes Hindustan Times, while Business Standard headlines, why silent on Ambani-Adani, PM jibe at Rahul. The Hindu writes, after Modi's Adani taunt, Rahul says PM is scared. The Asian Age reports Supreme Court to deliver Kejriwal's interim bail order on Friday. AstraZeneca recalls COVID vaccine amid side effects storm, says the Pioneer. Pulled down Haryana government, BJP's ex-ally urges Congress, writes Hindustan Times. Crew on mass sick leave, 90 Air India Express flights grounded, reports the Tribune, while Hindustan Times also carries a picture of passengers waiting at airports after cancellations disrupted flight schedules. India-Canada ties on boil again over Niger's death, writes the Asian Age. And finally, with the move towards a cashless society, the Economic Times informs, e-payment riches leave circulation of currency poorer. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections intensifies. President Murmu to confer Padma Awards at second investiture ceremony in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Tri-Service Conference Parivartan Chintan, chaired by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, to be held in New Delhi. Unrest erupts in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir as Pakistan security forces deployed ahead of protest. IMD forecast fresh spell of heat wave to continue over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. And in table tennis, Manika Batra reaches quarterfinals at Saudi Smash in Jeddah. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.